Happy podcast week. I'm thrilled and delighted to be with you. Big major announcements this week. Let's look at the pod pile. Now, this is the podcast weekly Monday, the announcements of what's been on my desk, what's coming, overview of the Taiwan special, and my little tidbits and nuggets of random thoughts along the way. Hold on a second. I forgot to turn my phone to silent mode. And once I start recording these things, I don't want to stop. I kind of have this idea that a podcast should be, for the most part, live. I might hit the stop button as an alternative to the cough switch, which a lot of broadcasters use. No, I used to do these things live on Twitch. I don't know. There were problems with video quality. There were reasons that I stopped. No, I remember what it was. Windows messed up my drivers and I couldn't record the audio while at the same time streaming to Twitch. And typically, I'm using Ubuntu on my computer. But for some reason, I had this stupid idea. I don't know why. I don't know why in the world anyone, frankly, I don't know why I did this. I booted the computer, which is, you know, now for those of you in Reed Rapids, boot means turn on the computer. I know, typically, we wish that boot the computer means to give it the boot and throw it out. But see, the problem there is a problem I had. I booted the computer to Windows. Yeah, why would anyone do that? Why would anyone run Windows on your computer? But I did. I don't know what was wrong with me. Maybe I need mental help. But I turned it on to Windows, and Windows totally messed up my driver. And then when I went back to Ubuntu, where I actually get stuff done, I don't remember. It's too many companies make stuff only for Windows. And I think I was trying to use one of those idiots. Companies that develop for Windows and not Ubuntu, or not Linux anyway. Ubuntu is a type of Linux. And if it works on Linux, it'll work on Ubuntu, generally speaking. Okay, anyhow. So that had messed things up. So I no longer do them live to Twitch because Windows messed up everything. Thank you very much, Microsoft. Did you hear about this? Apple bought, what was it called? Dark Sky? I don't remember what it was in the Pacific Daily Times roll up last week, I think, under the money section. This is the social media economy and tech. Yeah, Apple bought some weather app, and then immediately they discontinued that weather app's development for Android. There we go. That's the trend. Apple's going to buy the world. And tell the world to stop developing for Android. Now, right there, that's antitrust right there. Congress should intervene and break up Apple into two companies over that right there. You don't buy the world and tell the world to stop cooperating with your competitors. That's very monopoly. This is the problem. You have these companies, they get big. They're great and adorable. We love them. They make awesome stuff. And then they get big and it's like they lose their moral conscience. What's going on, yo? Did you figure it out yet? Do you know why companies do this? There is a reason. It's not just greed. Have you figured it out yet? You should go read my ebook. Amazon, it's like 99 cents. Other platforms, it's free. You can download it at Smashwords free. But what is it? No, go to jesse.coffee or, you know, and find the books. Monkeys in the Jungle. Search for it. Monkeys in the Jungle. And talk about, the same thing was happening in China, which I'm going to explain this week in the Taiwan special. I'm going to give the history of China and Taiwan and go over it from the beginning. We'll go back to the last emperor and Dr. Sun Yat-sen. And that'll be interesting. Anyhow, we've got major, major, major announcements this week. Announcement number one. This podcast is now listed in Spotify. I had no idea that Spotify had a podcast listing. I was clueless. See, way back in the beginning, when podcasting and the podcasting world was so new and all, I wrote my own XML code I coded my own podcast feed. I sent that over to Feedburner, and I was listed in the iTunes store. And I told some of my buddies at home. I had 100 people that listened. And then after not much time, everybody stopped listening because it was too long. And then that raised other questions. It's like, what? You sit down and listen to a podcast? You're supposed to listen while you work. That's a whole idea of audio. No, it's too long. I don't have time. No, you listen to it while you drive or while you're working. That's the idea of audio. So anyhow, it's like, I had a buddy that finally figured out podcasts, Zach, you're probably there. And, you know, I'm like, you know, you don't stop and listen to a podcast. You play the audio and let it run while you're working. That's the whole concept. So I, you know, older generation got this, and I'd say older, I'm talking maybe Xers, maybe Generation XY, but now we've got the .com kids, the millennials. They it's like they sit down and listen and stare at a desk for podcasts. It's like, it doesn't work that way, dude. Don't the ADD minds get this? So I think they're getting it. The millennials are starting to figure out that podcasts are things you can listen to while you do something else. So anyhow, the first podcast, I was long. They took a long time, so I canned it. It had 100 subscribers in the beginning. They quit because they didn't like staring at a desk, listening to a podcast. And a few years later, I decided to go back at it and eventually gave myself about a 10-minute time limit. Hard 10 limits on the Podcast Weekly Monday, this one, and then maybe a little over 10 minutes on the Taiwan special. By giving myself a time limit, and second, I put politics purely into the Pacific Daily Times stuff, which is the Cadence and the Encore. That's also shows up on Monday. So the politics is over there. It's got its place. So we can talk about the issues instead of only the politics. So that developed and went back. And now we're pushing 200 subscribers. Now, I don't promote this podcast. I just do it. And I've been doing it every week. Ooh, we're looking at 6 or 7 years. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time to add music and noises. Why would you do that? You're supposed to listen to music in the background over there while you're listening to the podcast over here. A podcast with music in them and sounds, that doesn't make any sense to me either. I don't get that. It doesn't register. So I would just record them, lay it down, format the audio, put it up, and I do it simple and easy so that I could keep doing it. One of the ways to do a podcast well is to keep doing it. And that's with anything. Any work has to keep going. So apparently other podcast services have been picking up on the podcast and listing it in their lineup all by itself. I didn't know Spotify did podcasts. I just don't use Spotify. I don't listen to music for entertainment purposes. So I just wasn't aware. So a buddy over here, he's American, he's going to school, says, oh yeah, are you in Spotify? I'm like, well, I can be, Spotify has it. So boom, the podcast is now in Spotify. Yay. Okay. Second piece of big, big news. The new advertising service, which took me 9 months to create, then 2 weeks to write a WordPress plugin. Last week, I said it was wrapped up. I had a good feeling about it. And of course, I was right. They accepted it. Nothing else to change. I did the tweaks. I've run the tests. Badad.1. Text ads. You can advertise. You can monetize your websites, or you could just go there and search for ads. It's now available as a simple, easy click-to-install plugin in WordPress. So your WordPress blog, if you know someone who's a blogger, they've got a WordPress website, they can easily go monetize it. It's a new network. It doesn't have a lot of people now, but there are big, big rewards for signing up early. You know, advertising networks need lots and lots of people. So those with the vision to get on board early have the reward. It's there. It's rearing. It's ready to go. I'm not touching the code anymore. I am fully done and moving on to other things. Badad.1 is now the official sponsor and my main advertising for these podcasts. See you tomorrow.